this video, I'm going to demonstrate how to use the referencing toolbar to cite a source on Wikipedia. So once you're in the article that contains the text you want to cite, go to the Edit Source tab in the upper right-hand corner. This will display a text box containing the article contents. Now, in this case, I want to cite the text in the Challenges section here. So first, I place my cursor at the end of the sentence that I want to cite, and then I go here to the Cite button on the editing toolbar. This drops down another toolbar, and in this toolbar you can see there's an option that says Templates, and in here you can choose if you're citing a website, a news source, a book, or an academic journal. Now in my case I am citing an academic journal, so I use that option. And a dialog box comes up with quite a few fields that you can fill in. Now you should just try to fill in as many as you can. In a lot of cases, you won't be able to fill all of them. You'll have the option to fill in the date that the journal was published. Now, you can do this by putting in the day, the month, and the year. If you only know some of these, in this case I only know the year, that's fine as well. You have the option to include the page numbers that you are using to cite the work. You should not just include the total number of pages in the book or the journal, just include the page range that contains the information that you are using. There are a number of options like DOI and PMID. These are identifier numbers for journal articles. There are also similar ones for books. If you can, you should try to include these because these are unique identifiers that will make it easier for others to find the same content that you are using. I'm just going to copy and paste it from here, because they're easy to mistype. Now, this particular article has an ISSN, and you'll see that that does not appear here, but if you click on Show Hide Extra Fields, you'll see there are quite a few other fields that you can fill in, and one of these is the one that I'm looking for. Now, once I've filled in all of the fields that I can, I also choose a ref name. This is very useful if you need to reuse the same citation more than once. So you can name it whatever you like. I tend to name it the author's name, but as long as it's unique from the other references on the page, you can really call it whatever is easiest for you to remember. Now, once you're done, you can hit Preview. This will show the text that it's going to create. You can also show the parsed preview, which is what this will look like in the references section on the article. If you're satisfied with that, you can click Insert, and you will see that it inserts the string of text right here, and that's the actual citation. So if I click Save, you'll see that in the citation or in the challenges section, there's now a number 7 in superscript. And if you look down at the references section, number 7 here is that article that I just cited. Now, if I wanted to use that same citation again, I can click Edit Source. And in this case, the same article that I used to cite the challenges section also is usable for the techniques section. So instead of inserting all of the same information more than once, you can actually just insert your cursor again at the end of the sentence that you want to cite and click on Named References. And you can choose the name of the reference from down here. So this is what I called it. It shows you a little preview, and then you can click Insert. And you'll see a very short referencing tag. If I click Save, you'll see that that same number 7 now appears also at the end of the technique section. And down here you'll see A and B, that indicates that it's been cited twice.